Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to talk about a subject that's being thrown around a lot these days. And what I find and what I like to do with the Visionary Chronicles, as you may know, those that have listened to my podcast, is simplify things, but also be able to give you the ability to not only make a decision on what to use, but how to use it, where to use it, and also how does that get integrated into your brand or your company. You know, I've seen so many times, as we've talked about, these passing fads. Many of them are not. I will say that. You talk about CRM, or back in the day when you talk about ERP, all of these buzzwords and acronyms, and today it's AI. So I wanted to not just talk about AI. There's a lot of buzz going around about AI, but also some practical areas to at least start and look at on your brand or your company where you can potentially implement AI. And a word that you'll hear a lot is this word generative artificial intelligence. And I actually put that into the podcast and the notes that I have. It's a long word, but I'll try to simplify it for you and how we use it with Liquid Mind when we talk with our brands that we work with on how do we implement artificial intelligence. But a lot of the things that we look at when we do ideations, and you can do beyond product ideations on new implementations of strategies or innovations, things that make you more efficient, more effective. And certainly artificial intelligence is one of those. And a lot of times we'll get this question of how, you know, how do we implement artificial intelligence? And I always say, hey, you're missing four other questions. It's who is going to use it? What are you going to do with it? Why do you need artificial intelligence? When do you look to or want to implement it? And where? And the how for me is, how are you going to measure it? It isn't how do we implement it. It's a matter of how are we going to measure our return on investment with artificial intelligence? And you can find many programs, many apps that will make you more efficient, more effective. But probably the biggest issue that we've seen is what we call this integration of these different artificial intelligence technologies. They're kind of a little bit piecemealed right now. So what I'm going to talk about today is, you know, it could be another book on how to implement this generative artificial intelligence, as they call it. My intent today is really just to kind of give you some pointers on where to look to implement artificial intelligence, but probably more importantly is, what is your plan and your execution? And again, if you're going to whiteboard this with your team, I would probably keep it very high level in the beginning, because many people are nervous about artificial intelligence, regardless if it helps you be more efficient or effective or not. It's just people are scared of it. It's new. It's something that is just getting its legs, and something that could potentially and actually is replacing a lot of jobs out there. So people are rightly so nervous about it. And what we do with this integration of artificial intelligence with companies and brands at Liquid Mind is, we'll first start with a very core group of what we call functional level executives. And we'll actually whiteboard this out. You know, what are you looking to achieve within your brand? Number one, and we kind of do what we call this pyramid effect. And the pyramid is at the top is, what's the overall effect with the brand? And then the building blocks to that pyramid really are the functional groups, the product, marketing, sales. Part of product, by the way, as you know, is design, development. And then it becomes more into the functional level with operations, customer service, all these different areas that are basically building blocks to the pinnacle, which is the brand. So visionary brands can leverage this generative artificial intelligence to enhance what I call this life cycle execution process. From the beginning, from ideation and product creation, and then through marketing execution, development, sourcing, operations, and you gain a competitive edge as a result. The key is, how do you integrate all these pieces? I can tell you that there are a lot of pieces with artificial intelligence that will immediately make you more efficient, more effective, and more competitive, without a doubt. It's just the question of, again, who, what, why, when, and where, and how you're going to measure. Again, I say, who's going to use it? What are you going to do with it? And why do you want to bring it in? And when do you want to bring it in? And where is it going? And these are all pieces that the top-level functional group team needs to figure out. And what I love about when we do this with LiquidMind is we'll actually have these all these different functional groups in, and they're asking a lot of very intelligent questions, and many of them are humble. You know, what is artificial intelligence? What can it do for my group? What is the impact to my employees? You know, all of these questions are very real. And so what we like to do is we like to break it down into that pyramid, number one, when we do this ideation. Number two, we like to break it into these simple, what I call simple functional groups that can discuss artificial intelligence. And it is very similar to when this transition was made to CRM, MRP, ERP, all of these acronyms started coming in. Now we've got AI. So again, with all this madness around AI, you know, a clear, definitive plan in place is a critical component to your long-term success with AI. So just make sure you're asking the right questions. You know, the right questions are not, how do we implement artificial intelligence? But more importantly, the who, what, why, when, and where of artificial intelligence. The how effectively comes up to the measurement piece of the puzzle. So we really want to make sure that all of these are answered, because you will get questions from your employees. You'll get questions from everybody inside the organization, because everybody will be touched. I will tell you that everybody, regardless of where you put artificial intelligence, everybody's going to be affected down the life cycle chain. So that's when I look at this and I say this lifestyle execution process from ideation to product creation, marketing execution, development, sourcing, and ops, you're going to gain this competitive edge, but you really need to define what your plan is, what your process is, how you're going to measure it, who's going to use it, and what programs or apps you're going to actually utilize within your brand and company that won't disrupt the organization, but rather start incrementally and then go to innovating and then go to disrupting. You know, that's the three levels of the actual improvement and disruption inside of a brand. So I'm going to give you a couple, it's not all of them, but my intent here is to give you some ideas of discussion points. And these are discussion points that we use when we talk about our pyramid concept with generative AI integration with brands. The first that we recommend is the improvement is going to be in product and service innovation. And I put service in there because when you look at the direct-to-consumer platform that we're all on today, you know, using generative AI to brainstorm, to generate ideas for new products and services, finding better ways to service your customer. These are really important components when you talk about artificial intelligence, how to make you more effective on the phone in a personal level. And when I say service, it's really the personal level. Anybody can get an automated answering machine. You know, I think we've all been on the phone frustrated with customer service, trying to get an answer or trying to get through. And to be quite frank, many brands have not figured it out. So one area that we like to talk about on the very top of that pyramid is product and service innovation. Again, this is using generative AI to brainstorm and generate ideas for both products and services, not just products. So what AI models can do is they can analyze market trends, customer preferences, industry data to suggest some innovative potential concepts you might want to explore. You know, this can accelerate the ideation process and the development of more innovative products or improved customer service. You know, who wouldn't want that? You know, the intent here, you know, going back to how this is all looped together in my book, The Visionary Brand, is we talk about this pipeline of innovation. And it's really important that you have this cycle of innovation. You're not this one-hit wonder. And what I love about AI is it will give you the power and the capabilities to increase your innovation cycle. You can surf it longer. So it's a real important component to both product and customer service innovation. So that's the first piece that I would look at. You're talking to the customers on the back end and you're producing product in the front end. It's the full cycle. The second is content creation. And I don't care what anybody says, content creation is hard. You know, it's probably even harder, recently enough, for a bigger brand because they've got more people that they need in order to keep up with not only their community, but to be authentic, providing feedback, engagement, analyzing the number, the metrics dashboards, the pivot points, the new innovations, everything that comes through on social media. People just think, well, all you got to do is post. Well, that's just not true. You need to post effectively with information that people care about. So content creation is a big one because it's really kind of a menial task. It's one that you want to have what's popular out there, what are people within your demographic interested in, engaging with your community, with your product and the lifestyle and the culture that you've created with your brand. So all of these pieces have to be strategically posted across each one of these channels, not just collectively. So you want to make sure you have an independent strategy relative to your demographic and keep them engaged. They're there for a reason, providing their time, reading your content, and being part of your community. Respect it. So when we talk about content creation, what can generative AI do? They can deploy generative AI for content creation. So this includes articles, marketing copy, social media posts, whatever it may be. And language models can assist in producing high quality, engaging content, saving time and resources for the business as a whole. So that's a very difficult thing because many of the brands that we work with are multinational. So they need to have different languages that their content is produced in and different cultures. And I'm not talking about the brand culture. I'm talking about the country culture. You need to make sure that you're sensitive to all that before you create and post content. The third is personalized customer experience. And this is a huge one that I've been talking about for quite some time, is that the ability for a brand to make people feel special is going to make a difference in the long run. The more you make your community feel special, the more you communicate through your campaigns, individualized, personalized experiences will make your community feel special. So AI is going to help with these personalized customer experiences. You know, implement AI-driven personalization and customer interactions. And that's, I say, from beginning to end. So generative models can analyze customer data to create personalized recommendations, messages, and experiences. So really the intent here is enhancing the overall customer satisfaction and engagement. That's the goal. I mean, that's the $500,000 question. The $1 million question is, how do I get engagement? You know, the big question should be, how do you keep people engaged so you're not losing them through attrition? And this is this value, customized personal experience and great content creation. The next is automated customer support. This is always a controversial one. And what I mean by this is that people just have some general questions. And people will tell me, they'll say, well, this is already in place. Well, it may already be in place, but they're not answering the question. What AI does is, let's just say as an example, what you look at today is you type in a question. And the database that is currently in place may not be generative AI data, meaning that it's learning all the time. It may be somewhat static. So what AI does is this automated customer support becomes smarter because your customers more often than not ask the same question. So your ability to answer that question quickly and not waste their time, by the way, which is very common, is a huge asset to a brand and will give you a point of difference with your community. So the ability for you to have automated customer support, everybody kind of breaks out in this fear of automated customer. Everybody hates automated customer support. No. People want, number one, an answer quick. But the key to that is they need an answer. They just can't ask a question and have this generative robot come back and not give them any information, or even worse, misinterpret the question completely, which happens almost all the time. So having automated customer support is a good thing. So you want to integrate generative AI into customer support systems to provide automated support to common questions. And this improves customer service efficiency, allowing team members to do other things, to focus on more complex issues, while AI handles this routine inquiries. What you need to understand is that AI is a machine. It learns. So as it gets more information, it becomes smarter. And that's where you can be more effective with your automated customer support through generative AI. The next is supply chain optimization. So we're talking about now about product development, sourcing, you know, and using generative AI to optimize supply chain processes. And what we're talking about here is very similar to a customer demographic profile. Predictive modeling can help in demand forecasting, inventory management, logistics optimization, ensuring you have a more efficient and cost-effective supply chain. That's a huge piece of any company, any brand that is producing a product. Supply chain optimization. So that's another big one that you can utilize it for. And we put that one on the board. So we have everybody in all the functional areas. We touch on each one of them: marketing, product, sales, customer service. And what you'll see with generative AI is that customer service is the one you'll probably see the most complaints from, but probably the one that they're going to get the most benefit from. The next is decision support. You know, we always talk about leaders never making decisions. Just make a decision. A bad decision is better than no decision. And I'm a firm believer in that. You got to take risk. You got to fail before you succeed. So decision support is huge for these companies and these leaders inside of these visionary brands. So you want to leverage generative AI for decision support systems. There's processes and then there's systems. You know, these systems can analyze large data, you know, much more than we could ever pretend. Even though our brain, we use, I don't know, I like the last number we heard, maybe 3 to 5% of our brain capacity. You know, we have the ability to process a lot, but you know, this is going to be where you're going to utilize generative AI. You know, these systems can analyze large data sets, market trends, market analytics, dashboard data, various factors to assist brands in making well-informed decisions with data. So that's a huge piece of this. Can you imagine common language data? You know, when you analyze decision-making process across functional groups and areas, you want to know answers relative to the impact and also the return on investment and where you're going to place the product. Is that a good decision or not? So decision support is another key piece that we talk about with generative AI. The next is design and creativity. The product team loves this because of all the cool AI tools that you had. I mean, you've seen some of these tools just kind of playing with them the other day, is that they got ones where it turns you into a Viking. They got one that turns you into a vampire. It's a really cool ability through these apps that people think sometimes are toys, but all of these apps come through a need in design and creativity within the product and ideation team. You know, before they didn't have the capability to do these concepts. They didn't have the ability to do these renderings like they do now. So applying this generative AI and design processes for graphic design, product design, or architecture is a huge opportunity for the design team. AI consists in generating creative ideas, designs, prototypes, enhancing that overall design process, very similar to how it learns on the customer service side, as it gives the design team the ability to put together and compile all of these concepts independently and merge and mesh these together on their ideation programs. So it's a huge piece of that. We do that all the time with Liquid Mind. we have the teams come in, and what we're doing now with generative AI is that we'll have concepts of what we would like to see, and then we have generative AI apps actually create product concepts for us. You know, they're not finished concepts, but good enough, and they're actually something that many of them we've actually commercialized. And then the next is learning and development. And this becomes more of an employee because of how fast our world is moving. Not only today, it's going to move. And, you know, if you move, you either get run over, or if you don't move, you know, you get run over. So you want to make sure that learning and development is a key ingredient to your employees' learning process. So use generative AI for employee training and development. That's a big piece as well. AI-driven systems can create customized training modules. This goes back to human resources. You know, many times employees want to learn. Number one, you got to set aside the time for the employees to learn. Number two, you got to give them the tools to succeed in learning, because you'll benefit on two levels. One is that they'll become smarter. Number two, they're going to become more loyal to your company and brand because you care about their ability to learn. So that's a huge piece of generative AI as well. So you create these customized training modules. It can simulate real-world scenarios, so you can imagine there's a situation that a logistics team is facing that's simulated, not real. So when they face it in reality, they've already been through that scenario. That's a huge advantage for anybody that is using generative AI. And it provides also personalized learning experience based on individual employee needs. So you could have a checklist that employee says, I want to learn about this, I want to learn about that. It really kind of narrows down the search of what they actually should be learning and where to find that data. So a good example is if they're looking for something to learn within the company, and they have a checklist of things that they're looking for information on, generative AI is going to actually give them that data condensed. Can you imagine that information being there right in front of them and it being selected? There's so many times when you do these employee training programs that they're monotonous, they're boring, and at the end of the day, you don't learn anything because they're not personalized, and also they're not, let's say, sifted for very specific information the employee wants to learn. Now, the next would be cybersecurity. And I mentioned this one, and I put this on our whiteboard with Liquid Mind as well, is because it is such an important subject. You know, so you can enhance cybersecurity by using generative AI to detect and respond to potential threats. And that's a huge piece of where companies, not only personally, but professionally, they can analyze patterns in network traffic. They can identify anomalies and predict and prevent security breaches. Think of that. Before they happen, you're being informed of potential security breach or something that you need to be aware of that's coming down the pipeline before it happens. That's a huge piece of what generative AI can do for you. So that's cybersecurity. And the last one is simulation and scenario planning. I talked a little bit about it on employee training, and also when we talk about production processes, lifecycle production processing, you can do all of this situation and scenario planning through generative AI. So simulating and planning various business scenarios, this can help brands test the resilience of their strategies and make informed decisions in anticipation of different outcomes. So it's a little bit like the A/B testing on the marketing side, but it really can be more expansive for a brand. So these are really significant tools that can be deployed for brands that want to be generational. And again, we talk about what these are: product and service innovation. What can generative AI do for you? Product and service innovation, content creation, personalized customer experiences, automated customer support, supply chain optimization, design support, design and creativity, learning and development, predictive analytics, human resources, cybersecurity, and simulation and scenario planning. That's a mouthful. But I'd like to put all of these out there because everybody's touched by it. So it's a really cool way of looking at what does generative AI do for our company? And that's truly a great question. What does it do for our company? It's not what does it do for marketing? What does it do for product? And that's why it's so important when you whiteboard this, that yes, it can do all of these things, but make sure collectively you have a plan in place and you've asked the right questions and you've involved the right people that can then explain it to the team as to how they benefit and where it's going to improve their effectiveness and their efficiency. So generative AI is a powerful tool, no doubt. But when implementing this in business, you know, you need to make sure you consider ethical considerations, data privacy, potential biases in AI models. So you do have to test it a little bit. But I can tell you, I would rather test the 10% than the 90%. So when you look at generative AI, you know, you want to make sure that you have regular monitoring, feedback loops, continuous improvement are essential to making sure your AI technology are responsible and they're being used effectively as well. You know, with these tools improving literally by the second, it's essential that brands, visionary brands, stay ahead of this curve. And generative AI is a key tool to doing that. If you don't do it, somebody else is going to. So you're going to lose your competitive edge and potentially your foundational vision if you don't. So thanks once again for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. Stay true, stay authentic, be different, be great, but enjoy the journey along the way. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. If you would, please go to the Visionary Chronicles. We're on Spotify. Apple Podcasts would be the preference, obviously. If you like what we're talking about here, please leave us a review. And also, and I'll give you the contact information here in a minute, if you have some visionaries or people you think would be good for us to be as guests on the Visionary Chronicle, please let me know. I'm happy to do so. We do interview visionaries, and also I have guested on many podcasts, and it's a fun thing to do. I'm just very selective on who we work with because I know your time is precious. And hopefully you can appreciate that. So I appreciate all that you've done for the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Again, we just received the FeedSpot number one visionary podcast for 2022, 23, and now 24. And then also we have the Visionary Brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brand book, which is also an Amazon bestseller. Thank you for those that have purchased the book, but more importantly, those that have written me and said how they've applied what we talk about in the Visionary Brand. And with the Visionary Brand, I talked about it a few weeks ago. So in the new year, 2024, with the book release, we did also launch the Master Course. So it's 18 courses, individual video courses, over 2 hours of coursework. You don't have to take any tests, by the way, when I say Master Course. It's actually listen and learn. You purchase it and you have it for a lifetime. We have over now, I'm going to say 1,900 executives and entrepreneurs that have taken the course over an 8-week period. And so again, it's 18 video learning courses, almost 2 hours of visionary lessons learning. And this is something we just released on, and the site is thevisionaryfiles.com. And we also have a premium podcast that we've launched on thevisionaryfiles.com in addition to the Master Course, for those who are interested in that as well. Also, on the business side, if I could, as you know, I oversee Liquid Mind, Inc., a global brand strategy firm based out of SoCal. And you can reach out to me or the team at liquidmindsite.com, or me directly at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com, L-I-Q-U-I-D-M-I-N-D, SITE.com, Facebook at Brian Smeltzer 33, and also Instagram and X at Brian Smeltzer or LinkedIn. So again, thank you for the time. Always appreciated. And again, if you have any questions, anything you need me to follow up with, or any comments, please feel free to reach out to me. And also, if you feel this is great information, feel free to pass it on to your friends and those that feel they may benefit from it as well. Thanks again and have a great day, and I'll talk to you on the next Visionary Chronicles.